Writing about Governor Abbott's Wu flu announcements last Thursday, Senator Bob Hall wrote, "Today the Texas government reiterated its newly found disdain for liberty and justice when they proudly announced their vision for reopening Texas. This is not enough. Texans do not want incremental liberty and freedom. Texans want and deserve liberty and freedom in full. The appropriate response to the tyranny that has been imposed on Texans should have been the complete reopening of all commerce, while limiting short-term closures in specific public health regions may be appropriate to ensure hospital capacity. There's no excuse for increasing capacity at retail and restaurant locations to only 75%. Governor, 25% tyranny is still tyranny." The forthright piece was published by the Texas Scorecard under this headline, "Hall, 25% tyranny is still tyranny." Senator Hall is right that 25% tyranny is still tyranny, but the most salient point he made is this. "The data clearly shows that the pandemic never reached the level at which the draconian mandates were based." Clearly, Governor Abbott has and is still taking actions which are violations of the state and federal constitutions and an affront to law. But even those who don't care about the rule of law should recognize that we never even approached the numbers Greg Abbott and others used to justify their draconian mandates. And that alone is reason to withdraw from the heavy-handed use of executive power at the state, county, and city levels. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.